Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Derek and I'm alcoholic. How do I know that? It's a really good question. Looking back, I don't work in the drug and alcohol field, and I'm not a great believer in self-diagnosis anyway. So all I was when I started going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings was a person with a problem. I drank too much. I didn't want to drink at all, but I kept drinking. And but I didn't go, oh, that makes me an alcoholic. What I did feel and think was, I need help. And I went to an AA meeting and then another and then another. And I started to hear what members were saying about their alcoholism. But I heard a whole range of things, and I heard lots and lots and lots of stories. And look, for me, I'm not someone who really responds a lot to other people's stories in terms of identifying, and that's just the way my brain works. And I didn't always hear anything close, anything within a bull's roar of an objective description of what alcoholism was or what it wasn't, just from going to meetings. And I'm not knocking meetings. They're absolutely essential, and I love them. I go to a meeting a day most of the time. But for that description of the alcoholic through which I could start to look through my own drinking history, that happened when I read the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, our principal text. And there's an opinion in there called the doctor's opinion. And, you know, I'm forever grateful that the founding members of AA who wrote that book got a doctor to express his opinion on alcoholism rather than just a bunch of alcoholics like me writing down their story and writing down what they thought alcoholism was. Now, that's all in the big book too, but this, I guess, clinical expression of what alcoholism was, the doctor's opinion, was extremely helpful to me. Because at that point, I was probably ready to trust a doctor more than an alcoholic in terms of, as I say, a clinical description of alcoholism. And that description fitted my story and my drinking history exactly. And I only needed to read the doctor's opinion once to have it all clarified. So it went like this. If I have one drink, it triggers a craving which is so uncontrollable that whatever number I set myself to drink that particular session, I would always exceed. And also, there's a whole mental component to alcoholism that talks about a mental obsession, that being that I can drink like a normal person, that just before I drink, rather than thinking, oh, I've got a problem with this substance, I always drink way too much, and I'm trying to actually not drink at all. My whole thinking flips, and it becomes, oh, you're just normal. Have one or two and then put the cap back on the bottle. That was me. And that kind of information, and I'm not expressing it verbatim, I found in the big book of AA. And then it was a case of then getting a sponsor and doing the steps so that I could actually create a lifestyle where I would be free of the desire to drink. And therefore, I would never pick up that drink and trigger that allergy. And that's how I learnt that I'm an alcoholic, through study of the big book and application of the steps in my life.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.